The Cardinals going for their fifth straight win, taking on the Marlins in beautiful Miami. We pick up the action 5-1 Marlins in the eighth, but here come the Cards. Two men on, pinch hitter Matt Adams facing Kyle Bearclaw.
And a fly ball out to shallow left, tailing away, sliding, no! That ball drops in, it's a base hit. Here come the Cardinals, it's now 5-2.
And Jed Jerko is coming up. He swings and smokes it past the shortstop into left field. One run scores. Here comes Wong trying to score. The throw cut off.
The Cardinals have tied it. 1-2 pitch. Puts it in play. Ramos knocks it down. Throw to first and threw it away. Sierra racing to second. He'll stop there.
Ramos with the pitch to the pinch hitter Dexter Fowler. A swing and a line drive into right field. That ball gets down for a hit. Sierra is trying to score. Here comes the throw from Stanton. The slide. Save! It's 6-5 Cardinals in the ninth.
One strike away. The 2-2 pitch. Foul territory. He's there. Cardinals win it. Down 5-1 in the eighth. They come back and win it.
The Cardinals extend their season-best winning streak to 5 games with a come-from-behind 6-5 victory. All those wins have come on the road. Christian Yelich and Marlins manager Don Mattingly ejected for arguing balls and strikes in the first inning. Danny Echevarria had to leave the game in the third with an oblique injury. Magnaris Sierra scored the go-ahead run for the Cardinals. He spoke after the game.
My goal, my ultimate goal in the eighth inning was to get on base because I know getting on base and the team can just get the RBI and hit home plate, and that's what I wanted. I'm very happy, and I really give thanks to God. I'll repeat it. I never expected to be here so quickly, so I'm really thankful for that. I just work hard and try to stay focused on my game, and I'm here, and I just feel happy. My velocity is something that I've been working on since I was a kid, and it's obviously what's gotten me this far and what helps me be in the big leagues right now. I tried, and I was aggressive in trying to get it, but I just saw the movement on it and just things that happened, but I was aggressive with it, try to be aggressive with it.
St. Louis wins their fifth in a row in dramatic fashion, this time coming from behind. Manager Mike Matheny talked afterwards.
That's just showing heart. That's a heart and fight. And you know, they came back in after we gave up the runs that we gave up in sixth, and you could just tell that they were determined to make something happen. And you know, it was unfortunate because Adam had a nice start and just got a couple balls up the middle that put him in a bad place, and we couldn't finish it out for him. But great at bats all the way through, relentless at bats, and nothing more we could ask for. You have a really tough ball to read and write, and he can take a really cautious look at it and still have enough speed to make up for it. I mean, nobody else on our team obviously scores on that play, but you know, he's doing a real nice job just staying with his game, and his game just creates opportunities for us. Matt Adams coming off the bench, and you know, our pinch hitters are staying sharp, and Dexter's obviously not a pinch hitter, but right now he's just kind of have to serve that role until we have him full go. But you know, come in a big situation off a really good pitcher and put together just an at bat where he's fighting to put something in play and, you know, put it in the right spot with the right guy on base.
The outfield gave you a couple of free bases there, and your speedsters Sierra and Adams took advantage, right?
Yeah, Adams was more, you know, you almost expected it because you started to see where the ball was, how things were playing out. Sierra, I think, surprised all of us. He never slowed down. And next thing I know, he's, you know, 3 strides from second. On a ball that's pretty much just straight into the cutoff, man. I mean, that was just determination out of the box to make something happen.
Up next, the Cardinals go for the sweep on Wednesday. Lance Lynn on the hill up against Tom Kohler.